Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Centralia Girls and Basketball Coach Dusty Thompson after a pair of games from last week. Coach, we'll start off with your game against Hanover from this past Friday. A tough one. I mean, it's a very good Hanover team.
Yeah, it was. Hanover shot the ball well. You know, they got a lot of length and stuff. I thought our girls played hard. We just couldn't match them, you know, scoring-wise. We got some good open looks. We just couldn't get the ball to go through, and they just kept, like I said, they kept making shots and extending the lead. We just, before we knew it, we were down a bunch and not much we could do about it.
And, Coach, what was some stuff about their length that made it difficult to get some of those open shots?
Well, you know what? We got some good open looks, and it wasn't, we just struggled. If we didn't make the first one, we never got a second chance at it, I felt like. You know, credit to Hanover. Hanover did a great job of rebounding the basketball and getting out and running with it. You know, you said we got some open looks. We just couldn't get anything to go down, and we only got one chance at it each time down the floor.
Yeah, Coach, you guys were able to shake that off as you guys win last night, 46-37 over Troy. And, Coach, you guys had 17 points in the fourth quarter. What made you guys so successful in that final frame?
For starters, we finally hit some shots, you know what I mean? The opposite of what happened to Hanover the other night. You know, the girls struggled to hit a few shots early on. They told them to just keep shooting the ball. They were getting good looks at it. And I thought the big difference in the fourth quarter was we got a few shots to go, but we did a great job of playing through each other and not, you know, necessarily trying to do things on our own. They did a great job of setting screens and coming off the screens and shooting the ball when they were open with some confidence. And, you know, that's kind of what we needed. We just kept talking. You know, eventually we get a quarter or somewhere along the lines where we get a few shots and the confidence would build. And we just had to get to that point. The girls did a great job in the second half.
Yeah, and 18 points for Owen Dieters. How nice was it to see her have a nice bounce back game?
Good. You know, yeah, it was. I think she's finally, I felt like last night, she looked like she's finally back to full strength again. You could tell she wasn't as wore out as she's been, you know, after being sick and stuff. She's kind of worked her way back into it. And, you know, part of it was, and I told the girls in the locker room, was we had some other girls that hit a few shots, so it took a little bit of the pressure off of her to have to do something right now. And let her relax a little bit and just shoot the ball. So it was good to see her make some shots. It was good to see the rest of them make a few shots and help her out.
Coach, big game coming up against Frankfurt on the road. They're in fourth place in the league. You guys are sixth. How important is this one for you guys?
It's important. You know, it's important from the league, but it's important being in the same district. You know, we eked one out in the tournament against them, made a few shots late in the ball game, played well at the end and stuff, and found a way to win, but you know, playing over there, I'm sure they'll hit some shots. It'll be whether or not we can respond and stay with them when they do and give ourselves a chance at the end of the night to be able to win a ball game. But, yeah, it'd be a big one for us right now. We could sure use the confidence. So
it should be a fun one. We'll be broadcasting that one right here on KMZA, so be sure to stay tuned for that one. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Best of luck against the Wildcats.
Thanks, Jared. We'll see you later.
That was Centralia Girls and Basketball Coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Stay tuned because we talk to Centralia Boys Head Coach Nick Evans coming up after this, right here on Locker Room Chat.